Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll sample American vocal art song and instrumental art music written in our own 21st century. Let's begin with award-winning Carson Kuman's ballad from a set called Gold into Diamonds, written in 2007. Listen for the refrain, My Grandmother Danced in Kentucky. Carson Kuman's ballad on this American Independence Day edition of Singing and Other Sins. I'll post a playlist to identify the performers and other details. Though when we think of art song, we usually think of voice and piano, there's plenty of alternatives, such as Julian Korzenlowski's Atomic Bomb. See if you can identify the various instruments beside voice.
If you stand against us,
Gorzelowski's Atomic Bomb, set to the words of a 1950s public service announcement. The composer says that he's trying to capture a sense of Americana in a weird and twisted way. Were you able to hear the various instruments? There were harp, flute, viola, and of course, soprano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating Independence Day with American music. Let's hear Sizzle, written in 2000 by Margaret Brouwer as part of the Fanfares Project. Brouwer wrote that Sizzle represents 21st century life, fast-paced, energized, and filled with emphatic and mesmerizing rhythms. Notice that three trombones and one horn are set apart from the rest of the orchestra. Thank you. the excitement of Margaret Brower's sizzle will be followed by something a lot more sedate. This is Leslie Ueda's Flower Arranger, performed by baritone Doug McNaughton, who also plays the guitar part. Leslie Ueda's Flower Arranger was written in 2010. You can find a playlist offering details of tonight's music at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. The following song is another example of the piano accompaniment being augmented, this time by violin, in Carlton Macy's Road Songs, to words of Walt Whitman. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a celebration of American art songs for Independence Day. We just heard one of Carlton Macy's Road Songs. Now for another short instrumental selection, this from the Pulitzer Prize-winning Jennifer Higdon's chamber music called Dash. See if you can sit still during this 4 minutes and 37 seconds of intricate music activity.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Higdon's chamber music called Dash. Could you hear the unusual combination of flute, soprano sax, and piano? Let's return to the focus of Singing in Other Sins, which is art song. David Heuser wrote a set of three songs called Arrows in 2006. We'll hear Brave World. Notice that the accompaniment includes clarinet and cello in addition to piano. By David Heuser. As with many of tonight's composers, Heuser is the recipient of prestigious awards and commissions. I'll mention only one, the 2007 Columbia Orchestra American Composer Competition. remember to go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for a detailed playlist of tonight's music. This is Singing and Other Sins, American 21st Century Music Special in celebration of Independence Day. The following song is simply for voice and piano, with a simple message that we all can relate to. Oh, to be 16 again, and in love, and entirely miserable. The composer is Alan Crossman, who wrote this in 2014.
To be 16 again, and in love, and entirely miserable, smearing evening skies with maudlin, break free of gravity.
Entire Life Before Me by Alan Crossman. Let's hear another Pulitzer Prize winner, and this is from the actual piece that won the award. We'll hear Paul Moravec's Ariel from his Tempest Fantasy. It's written for an unusual combination of chamber players. See if you can distinguish the various instruments. Thank you. Ariel from his Tempest Fantasy, written in 2001 for violin, cello, clarinet, and piano. Returning to Art Song, we'll hear Loneliness from Three Songs of the Librarian by Robert Strobel, written in 2015. The words are those of Ina Coolbrith, California's early 20th century poet laureate. You'll hear how the stars, moon, and sea play a part in the music of this song called Loneliness. Loneliness from Three Songs of the Librarian by Robert Strobel. Don't forget to check the playlist for tonight's performers and other details. It can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. The next art song is Desert Pools from a set called To Say the Truth by Alex Savitsky, written in 2012. Born in Ukraine, Alex immigrated to Poland and finally in 2006 to Chicago. This immigrant's present home is Houston, where he continued his studies, receiving a master's and a doctorate in music composition from Rice University. Desert Pools by Alex Savitsky. Now let's hear a movement from Daniel Asia's Celebration Symphony, expressing his deeply felt Judaism as inspired by the text rather than the music of Jewish liturgy. We'll hear Hine El Yeshuati, Behold God is my deliverance. I am confident and unafraid. That was Hine El Yashwati, Behold, God is My Deliverance, from Daniel Asia's Celebration Symphony. To close this Singing and Other Sins American Art Song Independence Day special, we'll hear Emmy Award-winning composer Steve Heitzig's Love Blessing, based on words from the Bible, specifically 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Steve Heitzig's Love Blessing, in the traditional art song setting for voice and piano. You've been listening to the Independence Day special on Singing and Other Sins. We've heard the recently composed American Art Songs and Other Sins. You can hear previous programs at the archive, hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find the playlist for this evening's performances. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.